Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Lisa Formosa Parmigiano, who is the Director of Education at Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
It's probably been quite some time since we've chatted, but what with the COVID for a year and
I know. Nobody gets to see each other very much.
No, I know. But you're doing a live performance. The Chicago Street Theater is doing a live performance of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream in Central Park Plaza coming up very soon.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be live in front of a live audience.
It is, and it's exciting because it's also going to be outside. So people can come and see it and feel a little more comfortable.
Sure. And you've performed in Central Park Plaza in the past, haven't you? You've done Shakespeare there?
We have. We started 10 years ago. So last summer would have been our 10th anniversary, but we're making this summer our 10th anniversary because we were not able to perform last summer.
Sure. And the most perfect of all Shakespeare plays to perform outdoors in the summer would be A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Absolutely.
It even comes with the right title. It tells everything.
That's right.
So who all gets to be in the cast? Who all? It's a large cast, actually.
Well, we've done an adaptation. Jenna Johnson is our dramaturg and a lovely Shakespearean, somewhat specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've adapted the script. So we have doubling up on roles, and there'll be 13 performers.
Oh, cool. Well, that's a nice number. Well, and actually, that's probably good to have a more condensed number of people in the cast when we're just coming out of all this mess.
Exactly. We are a fully vaccinated cast, but there are 13 of us.
And you're in it?
I am directing it.
Oh, la-di-da. Well, I like it when you're in it because you're such a good actress. But
John, thank you.
You are. So this is going to run on the 9th and 10th and the 15th through 18th?
The 15th through the 18th, we'll move it into the theater because
we do
have some audience members who don't like to put bug spray on and sit outside.
I don't blame them.
So, yes. Well, and it's a little bit, it's air conditioned,
mm-hmm,
so
I love that
helps. Yes. So we'll have two outside, and then we will have four performances inside.
Yeah. My idea of nature is being indoors in air conditioned, in an air conditioned space. So what's going to be different? I understand there's going to be something different about this production.
There is. We're going to set it in somewhat contemporary times. So Theseus and Hippolyta are at the Athens Country Club. And when the four young lovers run away, they are going to be caught up very near a summer camp. So Rude Mechanicals are going to be the groundskeeper, the janitor of the camp, the cafeteria lady at the camp. And we're just trying to add a little bit more of a contemporary twist to it. So it'll be different than other productions that you've seen.
Oh, it sounds fun. So one of the Rude Mechanicals is going to be a lady.
Yes, there we are. We're going to have several that will be ladies, so it'll be very interesting.
Like Rosie the Riveters.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know how theater is. You get those guys to come out sometimes.
Exactly. No, I think it sounds very creative. And does Chicago Street Theater actually offer Shakespeare camps in the summer? Is that something
we do? Yes, for over 10 years, we have the Shakespeare Workshop, which is high school aged, and I have 15 enrolled, and we perform a condensed version of Midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carrie Ann Innes teaches Shakespeare in short, and from 8 years old to 12 years old, we have 10 students who are going to perform a condensed version of Midsummer. So we have three different levels of Shakespeare happening every summer.
Oh, that's
exciting.
Cool. It's all Shakespeare, all Midsummer, all the time.
Right.
That's fantastic. So what's your favorite part of this event?
You know, it's a lot of work, but I'll tell you, every summer when I'm sitting in a lawn chair, if I'm lucky enough to be able to sit and watch, and I look up and the stars and there's tons of people watching and laughing and it's outdoor theater, it feels like a real community gathering, and that's what I love the most about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. It's wonderful that you're all putting this together and bringing everybody back together again this summer. So best of luck with Midsummer Night's Dream. I'm sure it'll be a blast. And thank you for being here to tell us about it, Lisa. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.